Blog Talk Radio.
Big evening, everyone. This is Ken Big Blake, your host here tonight for our Sunday segment, Inspirational Insights. I'd like to wish you all a happy new year. Yes, 2014 is already upon us. This new year comes new opportunities. Some of our listeners, past hosts, and guests have shown an interest in hosting our Sunday segment, Inspirational Insights. Well, for 2014, if you are a past guest, business owner, entrepreneur, leader in your field, we would be honored to have you host this 15-minute segment, sharing your tips, tricks, insights, and inspiration that will assist our listeners in becoming better versions of themselves. Just visit www.thinkbigradiohost.com and be sure to place in the interested area Sunday segment. Once again, visit www.thinkbigradiohost.com and be sure to place in that interested area Sunday segment, because that'll be the only place you can place it. Well, today's inspirational insight is going to be about a core concept in running your business and relationships, for that matter, that will in time increase your bottom line. Are you ready for this one answer that will explode your bottom line? This core concept is called ETHICS, ethics, a discipline dealing with good and evil and with moral duty, moral principles or practice, integrity, etiquette, manners, things of that. So as the owner of a business or an entrepreneur, you're definitely going to have to deal with a lot of relationships. You have clients, customers, employees, independent contractors, even family and friends. So I'd like for everyone to raise your hand if you want your business to make a lot of money and you don't care about how you get there. Okay, for those whose hands are still raised, you've just failed the ethics test, and your business will also ultimately fail, as it soon will have a bad name. It is very important as a business leader that you exude the integrity, nobility, honesty, and all the qualities of one sound in mind and spirit so that those who go in your name will mimic you and treat all, great and small, with those same characteristics. I recently read a book by Kenneth Blanchard and Norman Vincent Peale called The Power of Ethical Management. It is a great read, and it can be finished over a weekend. But I'd like to share with you an excerpt called The Ethics Check Questions. One, is it legal? So is it in violation of a civil law or company policy? Two, and this is important, is it balanced? Balance means that it's fair to all concerned, in short, as well as long-term, and importantly, a win-win situation. Now, there are a lot of situations out there where people are in competition. They want to win, you know, at the expense of someone else. But there's always a way to make something a win-win by giving and taking. Question number three, how will it make me feel about myself? Will it make you proud? Is it something that you wouldn't mind putting in the papers? Would you feel good if your family knew about it? So you have to ensure for long-term success that you have an ethics policy in place that is just not a document to sign, yet the work culture does not reflect that. I remember reading a story about an owner who, after reviewing his books, found out that his second-in-command had been embezzling for at least a year. So what would you do in a situation like that? You get angry, yes. You be upset, hurt. But how do you handle it? So instead of this gentleman having him walked out and embarrassed in front of all of the employees, he had a talk with him from his heart. After he had that heart-to-heart talk, the embezzler changed his ways, and not only changed his ways, he worked harder and stayed longer to get the company on a path that increased its success. So what's the moral of that story? Well, for one, it's to always count your money. Two, use good judgment when finding fault, and know that when it comes to discipline, there is no set standard that applies to everyone. So as a leader, ethics is a cornerstone in your life and your business. One of those morals was about forgiveness. Sometimes people will do things in your life or in your business that upsets you. You have this disbelief, how could they do that, and all of these different things. But what I'd like for you to do is just think about this. Don't get mad about things that is. If it is that way, it is that way. So pull up your trousers, carry on, and move forward. And also forgive, because you never know what was on that person's mind, the things that they were going through. So just think about when you've been in situations like that and you've wanted to change, and no one believed that you would change because you were something else. So let's go over ethics, the E-T-H-I-C-S. Well, I took the E as excellence. You want to be excellent in all the things you do. Remember how back in the day before there were A's and B's, there were E's, and E's meant excellent. You did a great job. So in ethics, concentrate on excellence, doing the best job that you can do and learning how to be better. The second is T, for truth. Tell the truth even if it hurts, even if you don't know what the outcome would be. There's nothing that you can do better than telling the truth. It might hurt the person who you're going to tell the truth to, but in all honesty, they'll have more respect for you for doing that. And by the way, that's what the H is, honesty. I'm sure that all of us have a high level of honesty, and we see it all the time. We see people who find envelopes with thousands of dollars or wallets or purses, and they, you know, do everything they can to hunt that person down or to, you know, possibly turn it into a police station. And I think that honesty that is shown is because they have ethics and they have standards. And sometimes people can't go to sleep at night if they don't do the right thing. Integrity, that's the I. So as you can see, all of these things are pretty much the same. Honesty, truth, integrity. You have to have integrity as a family member, as a business owner. And a lot of times you have to work on these things, and that's fine. But here's one that a lot of people will like for the C, classy. You know, have some class about yourself. You can't just be this person that just goes around and just thinks about having a good time. I mean, there's times to have a good time, and then there's times to have a little bit of class. And the last one in ethics, E-T-H-I-C-S, no, it's not success. I know you thought I was going to say that, but it's actually spiritual. Everyone has a higher power, regardless of what you name it, what religion it's from. So in your decisions, try to use that higher power. Now, another thing that you might want to do is make sure that you test everyone somehow, some way, before you give them the keys to your well-being. So to conclude this, we're going to go with test, T-E-S-T. Why do you test? To exclude selfish thinkers. How else are you going to have a win-win situation for everyone? I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to listening to this Sunday segment, Inspirational Insight. Once again, my name is Ken Big Blake. For those of you who don't know, I go by Big. And you guys have a great Happy New Year and hope to hear your comments and know if you've liked this or not in the future. Take care and think big.